Hajduk Veljko Petrović was a great hero of the first Serbian uprising, which the Serbs led against the Turks from 1804 to 1813. Hajduk Veljko Petrović, the voivode of the Negotin district, was born in 1780 in Lenovac near Zaječar. Veljko's restless spirit led him to join the Hajduks as early as in 1803. He fought alongside the famous Hajduk commander Stane Glavaš, who sent him to the village of Dunubuona in the Smederevo district during the winter of the same year. At the beginning of the first Serbian uprising, he fought with Stane Glavaš, Djuša and Vojica Vuličević. In 1807, he became a captain and, with the permission of the council, led an uprising in his native region Crna Reka. Veljko's personal courage and heroism quickly made him one of the greatest Serbian heroes, and songs were sung about him and his life was turned into legend as he was living it. Karađorđe appointed him a voivode in 1811 and entrusted him with guarding Banja and later Negotin, where he valiantly died defending Krajina against the Turks. Hajduk Veljko Petrović, the voivode of Krajina, guarded the eastern border of Serbia, ensured peace and order in Krajina and the borderlands, fortified the city and trenches around it, thus contributing to Negotin's significant role in securing the Serbian border against the Turkish Vidin army. After Russia ended the war against Turkey with the Bucharest Peace in 1812, the international position of Serbia became increasingly more complicated. The Turks offered amnesty to the Serbs on the condition that the situation in Serbia would return to the state it was in before the uprising. However, the Serbs did not want the Turks back in their cities and instead sought autonomy from Puta, making war inevitable. After initial conflicts with the Turks in early 1813, Veljko and his cavalry penetrated Vidin and seized a significant amount of livestock. However, the Turks had already prepared an attack on Krajina. In early July 1813, near the village of Bukovca, a major battle took place in which Veljko and his bandits decisively defeated a part of the Turkish army. 3 days later, a large Turkish army crossed the Timok River and headed towards Negotin. Despite the numerous advice that it would be better to defend Krajina from the surrounding hills, since the force he had available counted less than 3,000 people compared to 16,000 Turks, Veljko decided to await the Turks in the fortified Negotin. Every day, Hajduk Veljko went out to face the Turks and fought them with unparalleled bravery, but the superior Turkish army managed to hold its ground and cautiously approached the fortified Negotin. The prolonged siege of Negotin completely exhausted its defenders. Ammunition kept running low and no help was arriving. Meanwhile, the Turks were getting closer to Veljko's trenches and relentlessly bombarded the fortifications of Negotin using cannons. It was said that Veljko ordered all metal objects, plates and pewter candlesticks to be collected and melted down to make artillery ammunition. In the end, even coins were used to fill the cannons. Hajduk Veljko died on August 11, 1813, as he was encouraging his fighters to persevere. The Turkish cannon bullet ended the life of the renowned voivode of Krajina. He is remembered for the phrase, "I'll give my head, but I won't give up Krajina."